Ugly. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, again to another rendition of Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. And thank you for joining us this evening. I am excited to bring yet another guest here that will continue our probe into the consequences of adding 100 million people to the United States of America. Before we get to our guest, don't you think it's somewhat frustrating, somewhat ironic, and somewhat predictive that the great bridge that was I-35 rolling over in the Twin Cities in Minnesota after 40 years of 140,000 cars per day collapsed into the Mississippi River? I've rolled over that bridge myself in an 18-wheeler, also on a motorcycle, and that bridge suffered fatigue, metal fatigue, use fatigue, age fatigue, corrosion fatigue, and it crashed into the river, and it created a horrible consequence for all of those who had trusted it, who had gone over it thousands of times. And my heart goes out to the families who have suffered the deaths, the moms, the dads, the soccer kids. Thankfully, the bus load of kids did not get killed. But for those of all lost their loved ones, I really send my heart out and my greatest and deepest sympathies. And what it does show you, and here in Colorado, they just did an estimation of the number of bridges out of the 3,500 bridges in Colorado. Fully 100 of them are unsafe that need to be replaced, but we don't have the money. And, of course, as you all know, your tax dollars right now, to the tune of almost $1 trillion, go to rebuilding Iraq and that country that has, unfortunately, 80% of the people want us out of Iraq. And yet we keep spending all of our tax dollars against the U.S. public when our country and the infrastructure of our country is in grave danger. And that bridge collapsing in Minneapolis is indicative of what's been happening to the United States as it is suffering from fatigue, metal fatigue, people fatigue, and environmental fatigue. And if I may, before we get to our guest, go to newswithviewsrinse.com, Morty's Cabin, AmericanChronicle.com, FederalObserver.com, and quite a few other of the websites that I write for. And you'll see a piece titled Mother Nature Down for the Count. And I'm doing a book review in three parts concerning the book. It's called WEXCAOP. That is the initial acronym for what every citizen should know about our planet. And what it talks about is the global dashboard is lighting up with all the consequences of 6.6 billion people feeding and creating waste and pollution and cutting down forests. In fact, the rainforests are being cut down at 136,000 acres per day. That's correct. 136,000 acres per day are destroyed. About the size of Indiana every year gets laid to waste, or the state of Colorado, because we are chopping down the rainforest. And that kind of consequence is, and I have the book in my hand, August Anson. For those of you who would like to purchase the book, go to Amazon.com, or you can go to the Arman Publishing Company, 386, the phone number 386-673-5576. This book in my hand should be read by every presidential candidate. It should be read by every governor, every senator, every House of Representatives, every mom and dad, every school principal, every high school and college student as a prerequisite to graduation. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, here in Denver, Colorado. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after these commercial comments.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us at Connecting the Dots. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You see it every day. We record it as history year by year, and as the United States moves into the 21st century, we're facing what I call a human Katrina. This human Katrina is so huge, so devastating, that it's, as you heard on the last show, as we read the book and we went through it, and you can go through the review of it on those websites I talked about, such places as Bangladesh, 145 million people in a landmass less than the size of Iowa, and they're expected to double that to almost 300 million within the next three decades, because they don't have the education, and they're driven by religious paradigms that simply say go forth and have as many kids as possible. And those religious paradigms, of course, are creating havoc in many places around the world. Mexico's religious paradigm is creating havoc there. They're going to grow from 104 million at the present date to well over 300 million in this century. And, of course, when you start looking at such places as Bangladesh, the same is happening, a doubling of their population in three decades. And then, of course, it's going to double even further than that. And then you see such places as India will go from the current 1.1 billion to a 1.55 billion. And even with, and as the Anson, as August Anson said this last week, you've got the great China there. And now they've got everybody wants a car in every garage with a chicken in every pot, except that's 1.3 billion. And they're still with even one child policy, which is draconian birth control. they're expected to top off at $1.5 billion, and their consequences, as you've read in my series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, is horrific beyond belief. And as we keep churning forward, as August Anson said, like a giant aircraft carrier that's churning forward, you could see the danger, and then you could put it in reverse, and all the engines in reverse, and guess what? It would take miles and miles to stop that aircraft carrier because of the massive momentum. And tonight, we're going to talk about that massive momentum and the title of Crowding of America, Part 11 of The Next Added 100 Million Americans. And I welcome to the show once again the physicist, the original Paul Revere writer, a tremendous mind, educated man who's traveled throughout the world and has seen everything that I have seen. And together, we're really trying to bring this to you. Mr. Don McKee, welcome to the show, Don.
Thank you, Frosty. Glad to be here.
You know, it's always a pleasure, and I think there was, once again, a warning light on that bridge collapsing into the Mississippi River. I saw the whole thing on the news tonight. Can you just make a few comments on that as to what you see that for the future of America?
I'd be glad to, Frosty. First of all, I want to extend my personal heartfelt appreciation to the families, the loved ones, everyone who's affected, with those people who have been killed and injured in that tragic situation. It just is heartbreaking. It's horrible. It's horrible. As far as the question you ask, any nation, including the United States, necessarily must build infrastructure to support the people who reside there. And in the past, all countries have learned that as the population grows gently, slowly, reasonably, the infrastructure costs can be met. There is a way to improve and expand the infrastructure as well as to repair and upgrade the infrastructure, which is not cheap, but it can be done if you have a reasonable population growth. When you have an unreasonable population growth, and that number is dependent on the local situation, then you begin to push the edges of the envelope with regard to trying to maintain and improve the existing infrastructure, as well as to replace and expand the infrastructure so that things like highways, what I call lines of communications, highways, power, telephone, etc., can expand at a sufficient rate to take care of the growth rate within the population. The dilemma is this. Engineers, and I am an engineer, and physicists, and I am a physicist, and strategic planners, and I am a strategic planner, are not perfect. We do the best we can, and sometimes our estimates are not good, and sometimes our estimates are drastically affected by political pressure. So you have situations all around the country where the infrastructure has degraded in states like Ohio and Michigan, et cetera, where salt is used on the road in the winter in order to provide safe travel and try to fight the ice and snow. That same salt eats into the metal that's within the concrete that supports things like bridges. There are also dilemmas where some bridges are not properly designed. We use old techniques and old paradigms in a new time, and sometimes the bridges are insufficient. And maybe, just maybe, I don't know, just maybe, a number of these influences have come to bear in a so-called critical storm in Minnesota that resulted in this bridge, which, by the way, was undergoing major maintenance, major upgrade. This bridge failed.
Yes, it really did fail, and I heard the structural engineers had been welding it and had been patching it for several years now, and they showed it to be good, or at least they determined it to be structurally integrable. And, of course, that one last added car that came onto that bridge at that moment in time created a threshold that was exceeded. They exceeded the threshold. They exceeded the carrying capacity. And one of the things that we can take this same metaphor, if you will, of exceeding the threshold or the carrying capacity of the bridge, and we can bring it into, as August Anson said this last week, we can bring it into the reality of how many people can the world hold. And as I read this book, it's just astounding that our leaders ignore this, and really that the top leaders are ignoring. If you look at New York City, it just had a giant steam vent blow up in the middle of the street there in New York City, again, showing the infrastructure decaying. And so what we're facing right now is a massive overload of humanity coming into the United States, and we're growing at 3 million per year, and it's creating the kind of crowding that then creates the kinds of dilemmas throughout the United States where we have to worry about feeding the extra added 3 million per year. We've got to worry about transporting them. We've got to worry about housing them. We've got to worry about all of the ancillary support systems for them. And yet, we're obviously not taking care of the main line streams of infrastructure that allow this society to operate. What do you see as to what's happening here in America as we add these 3 million and then don't take care of the things that really support our society?
Well, thank you for asking, Frosty. As you know, you and I have a difference of opinion with regard to growth rate. You are taking a sound and reasonable and sensible and conservative approach when you say 3 million.
Correct.
The truth of the matter is, from my point of view, and remember, I'm a scientist, I have to deal with facts as they are. I can't fudge them in order to make people happy. It turns out that the growth rate within the United States of America now is more like 10 million a year, and the actual population in the U.S. now, where your government tells you it's 300 million, is really 332 million, with folks coming in from all directions in numbers that far exceed those that are born within this country, plus the import of certain cultures that are inclined to have more children than other cultures, makes the growth rate something serious. And the dilemma is this. The folks, on average, who enter this country, and I'm going to forget legal and illegal immigration for a minute and just talk about them as folks.
Sure.
These folks, on average, do not make a lot of money. When you have an economy that is stressed, like your introduction said, we have spent in the so-called Iraq-Afghanistan wars about $1 trillion. That's an honest number, about $1 trillion in the past 5 years or so. That is a ton of money. And the dilemma is it's a zero-sum game. By that I mean you only have so much in terms of resources in order to pay the bills. And when you get into imperialism, which is really what that is, we can call it anything we want, but when you get into imperialism and you start spending money in foreign lands, then the system has to absorb the cost somehow. The taxpayers can't afford, so what happens is the nation borrows money. And we have borrowed all kinds of money, tons of money, mostly from the Chinese and Japanese, which to me is a very strange situation. So that things like the infrastructure, things like highways, things like schools, things like sewage treatment plants, those kinds of things become a second and third and fourth priority as these other things take over the top priority positions. So that when an engineer tells you that a bridge is good for 40 years and the bridge is already 60 years old and is being patched, You're dealing with a recipe for a disaster, and I'd like to make one more point. For those who pay attention, every time you walk on a bridge or you use a vehicle like a bicycle or an automobile on a bridge, if you pay attention, you can feel vibration. The vibrations are acting silently, if you will, out of sight, if you will, on the structure itself. As each cycle occurs, as each pulse, as each motion of the bridge occurs, it accelerates the aging of the bridges. So that we have to pay attention to things like that with the new heavy trucks. And it's time for a break. We can talk more about it afterwards.
All righty. That's called metal fatigue or any other kind of fatigue. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Don McKee. We'll be right back with Connecting the Dots after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for enjoying and joining us tonight for some very up-to-date information. And I want to cover a few things right now. Get out that pencil and paper. Make sure that you go to WeHireAliens.com, NumbersUSA.com, TheSocialContract.com, and I really want you to become part of TheSocialContract.com and order the Social Contract Quarterly. $25 a year, and you're going to have more knowledge at your fingertips and what you can do than you have ever thought possible. I can't wait for my quarterly to come in because it gives me and empowers me and gives me knowledge to know what to do and how to take action, and it ties me in with a whole bunch of other folks that are really working to save America and this planet. And also FAIR, F-A-I-R-U-S.org, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, ALIPAC, A-L-I-P-A-C.us with William Gein, and carryingcapacity.org with David Durham out there in California is outstanding, and patriotunion.org, patriotunion.org. Those are the places you want to go. And, of course, my website, frostywoldridge.com, and make sure you go to 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us. And if you'd like one of those great T-shirts, send in to Frosty Wooldridge, the check made out to Frosty Wooldridge, and P.O. Box 207. And that's Louisville, Colorado, 80027. I'm headed up to Sturgis, the great motorcycle rally in South Dakota here on the weekend. I'll have about 20 of those shirts with me. I'm going to sell them, again, $15 up there. I'll just sell them for 10 because I don't have to pay the $5 for the mailing. But if you want one of them, state your name, state your address, of course, and the check, and certainly the size, and I will get one of those great T-shirts out to you, and I bet you I sell them out as I walk around the streets of Sturgis, South Dakota, for the annual Sturgis, the 67th running of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and you hope to be a part of that. Also, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you come into Republic Broadcasting. You've got Freedom to Fascism, a DVD for $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. You can call in at 1-800-724-2719, 1-800-724-2719. I know, of course, Aaron Rousseau, the man who really created that incredible DVD movie. It's well worth your while. And also, make sure you go to the new website for the Republic Broadcasting Trading Group, and that is republictradinggroup.net. republictradinggroup.net, 1-800-691-7898. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who would really like to call in this night, I know that I didn't have time and you had a few callers there waiting. You can call in tonight with Don McKee, ask questions, make comments, 1-800-313-9443. And Don, let's go over the fact that we are bringing in, and I remember when it ticked over at $300 million on October of last year, your figures and Vanderbilt University's figures were $327 million. And in fact, some of the other figures by some of the other organizations out there right now are $302 million. And you're up at about $332 million because they are really streaming across the borders. Even though the immigration bill was defeated, they are pouring in as fast or faster than possible. And that, of course, brings that old paradigm or that adage that possession is 9/10 of the law. And boy, if another 10 million come in, pretty soon they're simply going to own most of the Southwest, and we Americans are going to be displaced out of our own homes. But in the end, that causes more crowding. Let's talk about that crowding and what it means to all of us here in this country.
Okay, Frosty, I'm glad to. First of all, let me take just a second and touch on where people are coming through and how that works. It turns out we have many physical international borders, some of which are beaches and piers, some of which are airports, some of which are boundaries that are land boundaries, such as the one we have to the north with Canada and to the south with Mexico. And at the same time, we have a government. It's interesting because listening to the advertisements that were on between these two segments, we have a government that would like to close its eyes and pretend that they're doing a good job, the so-called illusion of security, when in fact the job that's being done is intentionally not good, meaning the borders are leaking for a reason. So let's talk about that. We have about 2 million that enter the country every year on visas out of the nearly 100 million who enter on visitor visas. Some 2 million don't go back. When their visas expire, they just stay here. We have another roughly 2 million, it's 1.9 million, that enter our country through our beaches and piers and seaports, and they come in containers, they come in lots of different ways. And the government does not like to talk about that because it's a demonstration of failure. We also have above 1 million, and it's almost 2, it's 1.8 million, that come in across our Canadian border, which is something that people would rather not talk about. And many of those are folks who are in transit. They're not Canadians. They've come from other nations and sneaked into Canada and then sneaked out. And then last but not least, on our southern border, we have almost 6 million trying every year. And the Border Patrol catches about 17% of that. So if you do the numbers, roughly 4.5 million make it into the country. So when you add up all those numbers, it's in excess of 10 million. Now, to tell you the truth, about 30% go home within the first year because they get homesick or they can't get a good job or whatever. So the net impact is slightly less than 10 million a year. We have the music again, so we'll have to continue this after the break. How's that?
Thank you very much. Folks, we'll be right back after these commercial comments. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Don McKee. And he's talking about what we're facing as far as we add up just millions of people into this country. Pretty sobering information. We have John in Washington. Don, would you like to take that phone call, sir?
That'd be great.
John in Washington, thanks for calling in. And what's your question, sir?
Well, actually, what I wanted to mention was the Canadian border. I tried to bring this to the attention of a great many people a couple years ago, I ran a website that was quite popular for a while, and I had photographs of all of these various entries on the Canadian border that I personally had visited, and they had nothing more than a cattle guard or a cattle gate across them, and truck drivers, especially for the logging industry, had their own keys to the country. They would just unlock the gates, drive through, get out, lock the gate back behind them, and go on. And I mean, my God, you could put an ABM missile on the back of a flatbed and drive it up there, and nobody would stop you. And I had pictures after upon pictures and pictures of this Canadian border, all the way from the Marcus Crossing over to the Northport Crossing. It's unbelievable how many, and these are nice roads. These are not little pig trails or places where drug dealers hike through the woods and climb the rock faces and things like that. No, these are major roads, and they're wide open for anybody who wants to see them.
Don, you have a thought on that?
I sure do. It's interesting, John. I spent a week in Alaska earlier, toward the end of May of this year. I went with some friends on motorcycles, and so I crossed the border going north and crossed the border again coming south. And when you're on a motorcycle, you're inclined to use some of the back roads. I saw some of the logging gates that you're talking about and was stunned that that opportunity exists. Now, the professionals will tell you that there are passive detection sensors, and there are. There are lots of sensors all along the northern border. But there is no fence. And the dilemma is that when someone can cross the border quickly, then the triggering of the alarms by crossing the passive detections brings a Border Patrol response that's too late. Does that make sense?
Sure. And the way I found out about these is I was in Canada, had been on a fishing trip. Back then, they would close the gate at night, and the guard would go home, and he'd come back at 7 in the morning. And I got there after he closed. Well, I turned around, went back to the nearest city, went to a tavern. I was sitting there deciding whether to stay in a motel or look for another crossing, and the lady behind the bar told me where the road was, and I went back, went down the road, no gate, nothing. I just drove across, came on home.
Exactly. Now, try to imagine that you're a nefarious person, which I'm sure you're not, but let's say you are, and let's say you transport a small or even a large group of people to that place near the border, while somebody else on the other side has a similar vehicle and picks up those people and takes them into the nation. It could go both ways, but typically it goes from Canada into the U.S. What's to stop that?
Absolutely nothing. Nothing. And I even took photographs on waterways. There's a lot of little small lakes and so forth up there. I took some photographs, and there were actually signs tacked on the trees that said, if you cross this international boundary, report your crossing to, and it had a telephone number. So you're on the honor system. If you drove your boat across, you had to call in and tell them you just came in.
Well, that really excites me because obviously Mr. George Bush thinks that all Muslim terrorists are on the honor system and they just will really be nice when they come into our country illegally. John, thank you very much for
that. Thought I'd pass it by you. Enjoy the show. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
One of the things that John really shows is that the backup and the support of the numbers that Don McKee is talking about. And as we get back to the crowding aspect, I've got a couple of comments here on the thing. If folks don't realize it, Rocky Mountain National Park is so crowded in the summertime that it's just jammed, crammed, and hammered all summer. People pack into the campgrounds and motels with no relief, and you must reserve a spot months ahead. And the wilderness experience is a joke because the animals run for their lives to get away from the hordes of tourists, and boomboxes ricochet off the mountainsides, and fumes coalesce into killer smog. In these places, and if you go to Yosemite Valley, you'll see that kind of thing happening. You'll see it there in, of course, the Grand Canyon, and I've been to most of all the great parks here in the nation, and it's a nightmare already. Can you imagine what's going to happen with 100 million more people to Yellowstone and the Great Smoky Mountains and the Glacier and Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and Natural, and Arches, and you name it? We're crowding ourselves out of ourselves. If you go to the Grand Canyon right now, if you want to ride the river raft down the Grand Canyon on a private pass from Lee's Ferry to Diamond Creek Takeout, it takes 10 to 12 years to get a permit. Can you imagine what's going to happen when there's 100 million more people to get into this country? And, of course, going skiing here in Denver used to take me an hour and a half to get over there to Vail or get up into any of the ski resorts. Nowadays, 3 and 4 hours to get just 100 miles. Because it's such gridlock traffic, and we're expected to add another 100 million to this country and another 6 million to Colorado. So that's the kind of consequences, and we now have to dial all the numbers in our own area code just to get a phone call these days. What other things do you see on the horizon, Don, and the consequences, and do you see anything good about it? I'd be curious.
Well, it's interesting. I have a granddaughter from Mexico. She was born just south of Tijuana. I have another granddaughter who comes to us from Guatemala, both of whom are legal American citizens, and it took a lot of hard work. What I have learned is that different cultures, especially the cultures from the so-called third world nations, are inclined to routinely live a different life than the life I'm used to. And this has been shown to the American people. For example, on the 27th of December last year, Tom Brokaw, who is a guy that most people respect, had a one-hour special talking about an area between Aspen and Glenwood Springs in Colorado, the so-called Roaring Fork Valley, and showed a three-bedroom house where, I believe I'm right, there were 17 people living, which is against the zoning laws and everything else. But these folks felt very comfortable on the floor in sleeping bags, et cetera. Their children were in the local schools. They were employed by a local construction company and were gleefully describing how their fraudulent documents work. That is a culture that's not typical of the culture in which kids in this country are born into, if you will. So it's a different way of living, and the dilemma is that everything is not free in America. Everything may have a small fee in America, as the song says, but it's not free. So that we have many millions of children of illegal aliens in our school system, and this country is proud of the fact that we educate all children. But who pays for those new schools? Who pays for the additional teachers? Who pays to deal with the pestilence, and I don't like that word, but some of the diseases that come in from third world nations are diseases that were wiped out in this country 100 years ago or 50 years ago. So the impact is substantial, and it's not just a sweet little multiculturalist situation.
Well, it certainly isn't. And again, as I have people appreciate the gridlock in the major cities, Houston and Dallas, it's unbelievable. And I've driven an 18-wheeler through those as of 10 years ago. And I've driven through Los Angeles, San Francisco. I've been through Atlanta and Chicago, and it's a daily nightmare from 5 in the morning through 11 at night, no let-up and no relief. And yet we continue to add 3 million at the very minimum, and as high as you're saying, this 10 million number, and no one's talking about it, and everybody seems to just want to suffer under it. And my curiosity is, as the road rage grows, as a pound of apples grows to $3.99 in costs because of the transportation and costs, and as we get crammed like sardines that are still breathing into these cities and communities, I'll bring this to everybody's attention. I lived in Japan for a while, and it's so crowded in Japan that they actually have a giant square, and they have all the baseball diamonds facing into the middle. So there's a baseball diamond with home plate in the corner, and then the bases go out first, second, and third into the big square. And so there's four corners, and so you can imagine four home plates in those corners. And all of the outfielders intermingle with each other during the game because that's how crowded it is in Japan. I could tell you even more horror stories about China and India, but that's the kind of crowding. And then you've got all of the massive overload. And again, California is growing by 1,700 people per day. So it does lead tremendous credence to Don McKee's really well thought out and really well researched figures of how fast we're literally letting this country turn into a giant anthill. And again, like when I was a kid in Leroy, Michigan, we had Hogback Lake and it had maybe 10 cottages on it. Well, there's in excess of 100, I think 150 cottages on that lake now, and they went from $2,000 per lake lot to $90,000 per lake lot and more. And so how far do we want to go into this kind of crowding, this human Katrina population sort of situation and the devastation that it's wrecking for all of us, Don?
Well, Frosty, you put your finger on a key issue, and that is that we have, over the years, forgotten a very important part, and that is strategic planning. Meaning all of these things are predictable. If you close your eyes and imagine, you can see it coming. And there are experts out there who we used to use as official strategic planners. This is stunning to me. We have no strategic plan for immigration in this country. None, zero. And the reason why is that the greedy folks who operate and own businesses are delighted to have slave labor, if you will. People come into the country and willing to accept cheap wages rather than nothing at all, and that makes sense. And these folks are willing to put up with nonsense without any fringe benefits. But the dilemma is that somebody must pay the fringe benefits. So we've got a situation going right now where we have about 31 million illegal aliens in the country. Almost all are fully employed. The average wage is $29,000 a year, and yet few, if any, are contributing to the society in terms of income tax, for example. Who is paying the fringe benefits is you. The fringe benefit cost per year is $400 billion for medical and social services that we otherwise would not be paying if the illegal aliens were not here enriching the pocketbooks of the folks that own the businesses. It's crazy.
There's no question it's pretty crazy. And it does go to show you that there is no end to the greed of these individuals that want more and more and more of this slave labor. As a matter of fact, when I wrote the latest column, Mother Nature Down for the Count, part one of this overpopulation of a billion every dozen years, a Native American wrote me, at least as far as I can tell, he was a Native American, and here's what he said. He called himself Shadow Dancer, and he said, "Well, Mr. Wooldridge, so you're starting to grasp exponential mathematics. I post at Native sites where people talk about the destruction of the earth with great sorrow in their hearts. All I can tell them is the truth that this is the money men's world, and the money men aren't going to stop anytime soon. The human race is not going to stop its destruction of the earth," meaning the entire human race is destroying itself slowly just through its pollution alone. And he goes on to say, Indians, as you begin to grasp the mathematics, the Koji people of South America still live pretty much the old way, the way of the tribe, at zero, complete zero. And once you understand complete zero, then you understand what's happened to this world now. It's cause and effect. And he said, and I think this is really amazing, Indians way back when did not want to learn what they called the white man's knowledge because they believed such knowledge was forbidden. They may have been right, more right than they know. We may already be too far, too late to save the earth from destruction, as well as the human race or most of the human race. And that money men thing, really, he hit home with me on that, because those who gain such massive profits are the ones that are really driving this. And you wonder, is $100 million not enough? And why is $200 million not enough? And that's the kind of... That's what's going on here with this massive increase in allowing so many millions of people to come into our country.
You know, Frosty, you put your finger right on it. The dilemma is to take a look at things that are important. For example, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the incredibly rich farmlands that are in the United States and how that has fed us and, quite frankly, as the breadbasket for the world, fed lots of other people. The dilemma is, as the population grows, the cities expand, and the cities naturally expand and take over the adjacent farmland. So we have apartment houses and condos and whole villages built on what used to provide the salary for the city. Does that make sense?
It certainly does.
The dilemma is that when they then move the salary fields out further, the land is poor. So the quality of the celery is poor, the vitamins within the celery are not as good, and so you have a series of dominoes falling, all because of greed, as you just put your finger on it. And then the dilemma is this, it's self-perpetuating. When I come here from Guatemala, for example, and things are good, I use my cell phone, my computer, letters, postcards to invite all my relatives and friends and neighbors to come to this country also. The dilemma is that in being nice to people, meaning in providing gentle law enforcement, in looking the other way when people break rules, what we're doing is rolling out a red carpet to more of the same. And along with the very nice people, and boy, I know some wonderful people from Guatemala and Mexico, 10% of the people that come as part of the group are seasoned criminals. Well, the seasoned criminals have with them a very high price. a very high price. Roughly one-fourth of the people that are in our jails and prisons right now are foreign nationals, almost all so-called illegal aliens. That's a very expensive price to pay to bring these people here and give them these wonderful privileges in this country.
Yeah, and I know that we're all paying that price. I understand that if you're living in Los Angeles with that extra 1,700 people per day, every 24 hours, 24/7, 365 days a year, you're going to be living in what I would consider just a human soup of an added 42 million people by 2050, which is only 43 years from now. And I have to wonder, at what point does nature break down, and are we in a race to see how fast we can multiply ourselves, and then how fast that nature breaks down, and as nature breaks down, will that giant money men machine called capitalism also break down because there's no longer any way for it to continue its voracious consumption, its voracious production, and certainly its voracious waste? That's the great question, and we'll come back to that right after these remarks.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and you're listening to Connecting the Dots. And we've got several callers out there. I'd like to go first to Vicki in Idaho. You have a question for Don.
Hello?
Hello. This obviously isn't Vicki in Idaho.
This is Vicki in Idaho.
Oh, hi, Vicki. Well, you have a question for Don real quick, please.
Yeah, I do. I've been listening to you guys, and it sounds like that you think that all this is happening because nobody is really paying attention,
mm-hmm.
and that's not really the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my research, what I've found is that it's been strategically planned, and you can, you know, when you research it, you know, and follow the everything, it's been strategically planned to take our country down, take our freedoms away, basically put us into a communist system.
Well, you know, and I can appreciate that it's being strategically planned, but I also, and at the same time, it's been the American apathy that has not elected congressmen and senators. I know that your senator there in Idaho does everything he can. Senator Craig, I believe,
yes.
He is probably one of the most un-American senators I know, besides our own Senator Salazar. Don, you have a quick comment on that?
You know, Vicki, I was in, may I call you Vicki?
Yes, oh sure, of course.
I was in Idaho a couple of weeks ago, again, riding my motorcycle with friends, enjoying the pristine beauty, and the previous year with Frosty and others, visiting his good friend there and others. My brother-in-law lives there. I love Idaho, and I believe what you're saying is exactly true. It's a silent, insidious takeover on the part of moneyed people who want more money. They're trying to turn North America into the North American Union, and through the various schema like the PPS, et cetera, they're trying to exploit people like you and me.
Yes, yeah, they are, and they're doing a really bang up job of it.
Well, they're doing a very good job, and hopefully, again, as the websites that I gift you all to each week get more and more members. Numbers USA now is at 500,000. We have a chance to stop this thing, and a lot of states are actually going against the North American Union. I'm going to write a column on that, if not a series of columns, to try to really educate America. So stay tuned at newswithviews.com. Vicki, thank you very much for calling in.
Hold on, Frosty.
All the best. And Paul out of Delaware, just a quick question for Don McKee, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, fine, sir.
Yes, I had a couple of comments.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening about the problem we're having with the food and all the terrible things that are going on, and I can't help because, you know, the main thing that I hope that most of your listeners get out of what I'm saying is remember results. You could talk till you're blue in the face. If you haven't changed the problem, why are you wasting good airtime? And so my question is, if there's a problem with bioengineering food and poisons and manipulation of the things that are going in your body,
correct?
When are we going to organize? Because you can talk to your blue in the face, but if there's no organization, if all these listeners that are listening right now, if they really comprehend how serious the problem is, I'm wondering why we're still having this lullaby bedtime story. You're going to help me go to sleep while I'm listening to you. And I'm really just so fed up to my forehead with this stuff. And so that's why I have a web page. It's called myspace.com/awakenfree. And a lot of educational material, but you could look at all the educational material and video you want. But until, and here's the problem with Americans. I am so sick. I'm a real true-blooded American citizen. And if you're really an American citizen, you'll get up off your butt and start doing something instead of just listening and complaining about what's going on. I'm so sick of that.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. I'm running up against the wall right now. MySpace Awaken Free. MySpace Awaken Free. Go to that website by Paul, and thank you for those comments. Ladies and gentlemen, the worst mistake that you can make is to feel that you can do so little that you do nothing at all. Don McKee, one last comment, sir.
We need to work together, Frosty, all of us, hold hands and work together, and Paul's right, we can turn it around.
That's exactly correct. Now, that's why you're getting this station.
A message for all homeowners.